Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today's show is Fantasy Football Week Number 3 Results. Crash and burn. Well, there was some good news. Though my fantasy football team, Swamp Gas, dropped its first game of the season this year, we're still a respectable 2-1 after three games of the NFL season. The bad news, though, is for the second straight week, my Methane Marauders failed to score more than 82 points in a contest. In a nutshell, my team is quite lucky to be 2-1 at this point in the season. My fantasy football team was obliterated this week by an embarrassing score of, ready, 128-82 by the team called Cruisin' and Coke, who also moved to 2-1 on the season. Among the purpose of these weekly updates is to help you learn from my mistakes, and there were many of them. Though I would love to instruct my fantasy football team to go out and take a few extra laps in practice this week to account for their pitiful team performance, it's important to remember that Swamp Gas is playing without their two legendary quarterbacks, Drew Brees and Ben Roethlisberger, who were both put on the injury list after week two. So let's take a look and examine our week number three performance. Warning, it's not a pretty sight. Of the 10 positions we have to fill every week on the Swamp Gas first team, only two contributors this past week, wide receiver Adam Thielen and Buffalo Bills defense, scored more than their predicted values by Yahoo Sports. That means that 8 out of my 10, or 80% of the roster, underperformed. Some of the blame was just some lousy matchups this week. It's unreasonable to expect that our New York Jets running back Le'Veon Bell would have a significant output at undefeated New England last week. He garnered only 5 points on the day versus the 13-point projection. And the Jets are also playing with their third-string quarterback. So Le'Veon Bell is being targeted by the opposing defenses, too. He's the only one who can actually do anything with the ball. But I have confidence that Bell will ring my cash register again really soon for us. The biggest question mark coming off the weekend is, what happened to my tight ends? Most fantasy football tight ends aren't expected to contribute more than 6 to 10 points in a game. In week number 3, though, both my starter, Jared Cook of the Saints, and the backup tight end, T.J. Hockenson of the Lions, scored 0 points. Jared Cook appears to be genuinely disinterested in playing football right now for some reason, while our rookie tight end, Hockenson, simply isn't being targeted by the Lions quarterback, Matthew Stafford. What shall we do at tight end?
Sell.
Well, the Saints paid Jared Cook $15.5 million for 2 years beginning this season. He's being paid as if he's one of the top-flight tight ends in the league. Unfortunately, his lack of performance, including a dropped ball in the Seattle game, and it was ugly, makes me wonder if there are other issues at play with Jared Cook. This week, Cook's Saints will be at home in the Dome against the Dallas Cowboys, while T.J. Hockenson's Detroit Lions are playing at home against the red-hot 3-0 Kansas City Chiefs. What to do? Stay tuned for our coaching decisions. It's coming up. Now let's go to the general manager update. Last week, we added two quarterbacks because Drew Brees was injured for 6 to 8 weeks, and he's out, and Ben Roethlisberger had a season-ending injury to his throwing arm. So we picked up Buffalo's Josh Allen, and he came through with 19 points for us this past week. But this week, New England rolls into town. We also grabbed Cincinnati quarterback Andy Dalton, whose Bengals are pitiful, and they also have the worst running game in the NFL. Translated, though, that means they have to throw the ball a lot. Andy Dalton is playing in Pittsburgh this week on Monday Night Football against the Steelers. This is going to be an interesting decision. Also this week, Swamp Gas dropped Saints wide receiver Tre'Quan Smith, who'd been pretty unproductive so far this season, and we added a 49ers wide receiver by the name of Deebo Samuel. Samuel stayed on our bench last week, and he only scored 4 points anyway, so it wouldn't have helped us out. No plans this week for any roster changes, according to our general manager. Oh wait, that's me. From coaching decisions, there are several issues for Swamp Gas's coach to determine in who to play this week. First, we must find a one-week replacement for our running back Le'Veon Bell, who has a bye week. This week, I'm going to move up our running back Austin Eckler of the Los Angeles Chargers into Bell's spot. Now, what that means, though, is we have Eckler's normal running back, wide receiver, tight end bonus spot available. Our options are running back Carlos Hyde of the Texans, who's at home against Carolina, wide receiver DJ Chark of the Jaguars, who are on the road against Denver, and wide receiver James Washington of the Steelers, who's home against Cincinnati. Since I do prefer using players who are in home games, let's give Carlos Hyde of the Texans a chance to show us something this week. Then we have that nasty tight end decision, but this is the coach's decision. So Cook and Hockenson are both at home this week. I think we're going to give our rookie a chance to play. Let's start Hockenson this week for the Lions. And at quarterback, we have a decision as well. Buffalo's Josh Allen will lead his 3-0 Bills at home against the Super Bowl defending champions, New England Patriots. Buffalo fans will be sky high for the game, but New England does give up the fewest passing yards in the league at 199 yards per game. Yikes! On the other hand, Cincinnati is going to Pittsburgh to play a Steelers defense which is giving up the 30th most passing yards in the league. They give up 316 yards per game. I think that's enough bait for me to go for it. Let's give Andy Dalton a chance to ring the bell this weekend. Now let's find out who our opponent is. In week number 4, we'll play a new team in the league called Toad Queen. Fortunately for us, old Toady is now 0-3 to start the season, so this might be an opportunity to improve the Swamp Gas record to 3-1 with another victory if we can turn this ship around. Let's go, Swamp Gas! See you back next week.